This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftist ruses, trickery. For those of you who are wondering, the ruses never stop. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I just want to make sure you're educated on this very easy notion. If you are waiting for peace on earth, goodwill towards men, then you better not be around a leftist. People like Democrats, people that call themselves progressives and so on. If you want peace on earth, if you want peace in your life, if you want any type of tranquility or calm, you better make sure you are so far away from those people that you can't even holler at them. They can be nowhere around you for you to have any semblance of a normal life. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. We bring it to you with brutal honesty, all in an effort for you to learn. And look, I know there are people that say this, Kevin, you could easily be on other radio, blah, 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 if you just softened yourself, you know, soften things. I'm not here to soften. Why would it do me any good to have a national forum, which we do, we are national, but I'm saying a bigger forum, if we have to water down the message, if what I say can't be, oh, well, Kevin, if you say that, sponsors will do this or that. I don't care. The message is more important. And if only a handful of warriors like yourselves hear it, which we've got a pretty good audience, thank you. Thank you for growing it. It isn't because of me. I want to be very clear. I don't tell you anything you don't already know. I might jog a couple of brain cells from time to time. I might straighten your backbone for you a bit, but you are learning very little that's new. I'm insightful. I have my own interesting point of view, but you know what? You out there just listening in this one-way conversation, so do you. You are bright. You are articulate. Dare I say clean. You know exactly what's on your mind, how it impacts you, and how to convey that thought. And the only reason that you're not doing what I'm doing is you've either decided that you want to go a different route. I could have been president, but I chose not to. So I can criticize Trump, I can criticize Obama or whatever, but at the end of the day, they can say, well, you didn't decide to do this, Kevin. Well, I say to you listening to me, you didn't decide to do this, but that doesn't mean you're not qualified. By any stretch of the imagination, you absolutely are. You conservatives. Now, you leftists out there, you are brain dead morons, and that's why I'm happy that you're here. I don't know how you got here, kicking and screaming. Maybe you're here to be mad at me. That's okay. You're going to learn. You're going to get some knowledge. I'm going to drop it on you. Leftist folks lie from the top to the bottom, as you will soon learn through the revelations of Barack Obama. For the record, I'm going to be talking about this Minneapolis BS that's out there, the new Ferguson, and I'm going to give you my opinions, I'm going to give you the pros and the cons, I'm going to give you a lot of stuff about it. But at the end of the day, I want you to understand, it is a ruse. I wrote about it in the Big Black Lie. Well, I wrote about it there, but I wrote about it in Race Pimping. Please go order that book, Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. You know, they want President Trump to bail out the states, okay? Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz, Minneapolis, the mayor of the city that is now burning, his name is Fry, Jason Fry, the police chief, Arredondo, and Hispanic, and they want to blame Trump. And while the city burns and these millions and millions of dollars of destruction are occurring, guess who they want to give the bill to when it's all said and done? Not the cops. Not the city. you. They want you to pay for it. Every ill that has occurred in all these Democrat armpits known as cities, these indoctrination centers, they want you to pay for it. So what? They overfunded their pensions. So what? They're giving money to illegals. So what? They're getting sued because of police brutality that they condone and then complain about. You need to foot the bill. You conservatives, you gun-toting, Bible-thumping, Trump-supporting, pro-American colonializers, you're the ones who need to pay. We are. So what is their excesses and their idiocy and their problems? What I tell you, Thomas Sowell said, it's amazing how stupid you'll continue to be as long as somebody's willing to pay for your stupidity. Look at these kids that... How long it takes some of these wealthy kids to finally go to rehab? How many cars can you wreck? I remember my friends when I was growing up. I remember this one guy in particular. He would tell me, yeah, man, just got a new car. I was like, how'd you get a new car? You just had a new car a month ago. Oh, I wrecked it. Wow, you wrecked it and you have a new... Yeah, I wrecked it. My daddy bought me a new car. And I was young. I was, you know, high school age. And I would think to myself, this dude is headed for disaster. If his parents are willing to buy him a new car after he wrecked a new car within a month, if I'm lying, I'm dying. People from my school know who I'm talking about. They know I'm telling you the truth. Same dude wrecked his car within 2 months. Daddy bought him a new car. I don't know where he is today, but he's either dead or in jail. I'm going to make you a bet. Because you can't reward bad behavior. And that's what leftists do. Liars from the top to the bottom. We're going to get into Minneapolis. We're going to get into a lot of other things. We're going to get back into all the corruption of the Obama administration, because Lord knows it's going to be a good week for that. It's going to be a good year for it. Happy New Year, by the way, everybody. And oh, for you people in those in the areas of the country that have now been freed, you know, the emancipated, congratulations. Congratulations for nothing. Congratulations for somebody saying, hey, listen, I'm going to give you your rights back. How can somebody give you your rights back? That's what's happening all over the country. One of my friends from Chicago, from Illinois, sends me an email. He says, hey, miraculously, June the 2nd, you know, it's locked down. We could all die. But on 12:01 on June the 3rd, hey, it's all gone. Nothing. No harm, no foul. Folks, we are being bamboozled. These are ruses by the left. And we have to learn how to fight this stuff. And that's why you're here. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll be back. Keep it here on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Minneapolis, Minnesota is burning because of the death of a man by the name of George Floyd. I want to cover that today along with a host of other leftist ruses. And I'm not saying the death of George Floyd is a ruse. He died. No question about it. It's like saying, I'm not saying that the Chinese Wuhan virus is a ruse. No, it exists. The ruse is everything that happens after it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Everything that happens after that is the ruse. How do you shut down an economy? You fake a pandemic. And you make everybody believe it, and you continue the lie. When every time, look, gloves. Put on your gloves and go shopping. You know what you're doing? You're transferring your nastiness from your gloves to everything that you touch. And you're going to touch more because you think it's safe. Hey, I got gloves on. Well, let me just tell you, take them off because it's no different than your hands. Once you contaminate your gloves and you go and you pick up one thing or the other or the other or the other, you're just passing the contamination on. Well, listen, I was talking about this the other day. When you go to the doctor, they change gloves every time they do something. Are you going to do that? Are you going to carry these prophylactics for your hands all over the place. So everything you touch, you go, oh, I've got new gloves. I'm going to touch another tomato. I'm going to touch a banana over here. You know, whatever. Oh, I got to squeeze this avocado to see if it's at the right ripeness. Everything you touch gets contaminated. Oh, no, we got to feel safe. You have masks on that do proven, not even a guess, proven, do not protect you from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus or anything else, but people are willing to breathe in their own carbon dioxide, barely be able to breathe themselves because they want to feel safe or they feel like they're making that political statement. Ruses. Oh, TSA, it really protects you, right? Go look at the studies on how many weapons from people that are paid to get weapons through TSA. Go look at the studies on how many people get weapons through TSA and tell me you're safe. Tell me that you're safe in a time when the governors and big city mayors are releasing criminals onto the street all because they claim the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus could attack these criminals in jail and they let them out on the street. Somebody explain to me how protesters, that's what they call them, they're really rioters, how these rioters are practicing social distancing, wearing masks and staying 6 feet away from each other, and what that has to do with burning down your city. These are ruses, folks. These are things that make you believe and stuff. And I've told you many times that leftists love their thugs. They love them. What an opportunity. For the left, here we were talking about Joe Biden and his diminished capacity. We're talking about Joe Biden and his racial problems. We're talking about Joe Biden and Tara Reid's a problem. We're talking about the Democrats who are about to be exposed Obama for the most crooked administration in history. Barack Obama calls him out and says, not only was the most incompetent president, he's the most crooked. And what are we doing? We're talking about Minneapolis burning because an obscure black guy got killed by a cop. Sadly, sad, tragic situation that anybody would be killed and going into custody. I can tell you this. If you say to me, Kevin, you would have been killed as a black man, I will tell you with 100% certainty, no, I would not. If I'd been in the same situation as George Floyd, I can guarantee you I would not be killed. And here's why. The minute the officers confronted me, they would say, sir, we need to blah, 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 blah. And I would raise my hands and I would say, sir, you do whatever you need to do. I will comply with you 100%. We're going to need to handcuff you. Not a problem. Do your job. And they would have walked me over. They would have put me in a car. And that would have been the end of it. I can guarantee you there would have been no knee on my neck for any reason. Now, I'm not telling you that's an excuse for them to kill this man. I'm just telling you that there is a ruse afoot. Because George Floyd is not worth burning down, you know, millions of dollars worth of property and destroying businesses. See, that's the game. That is the game. Begun by Barack Obama, people who are willing to lie to your face, Democrats, the perpetrators of these ruses, the so-called progressives, lie to your face. They will tell you you can have your doctor, you can keep your plan. They will tell you that your taxes are going to go for the good, for the better of humankind, et cetera, et cetera. That your co-pays won't go up and your insurance itself won't go up. You're going to have better access to medical care, better schools, better business, better, better, better. That was their saying, better, better, better. And you know what you get with Democrats? You get worse, worse, worse. Show me where they congregate and I will tell you, avoid them. I am completely black. When I go to family reunions, we have the occasional white folks here and there from interracial marriages. A couple of my cousins have married Filipino girls and so on and so forth. But it's mostly black. And I'm going to tell you right now, you better keep a wary eye at my family reunion. My cousin Bobby almost shot some people at one of them. I'm not even playing. When I go and congregate around a bunch of leftists, I have my radar at full blast. Woo! I'm watching everything. I'm watching who's getting drunk, who's getting high, who's crazy to begin with. I'm listening to conversations because I'm ready to book. I'm ready to go. There's a bug out plan when you attend a family reunion for me. Sad to say, and many blacks know what I'm talking about. You better have a bug out plan. All these leftists want to do this stuff. They want to be able to rile people up. They want to be able to get you psyched up like a dog where you grab him by the hosel and you just go, and he's like, and he can't wait to go get something. He doesn't even know why he's fighting. He just wants to fight. Somebody says, that's your opponent. Go. All for power, folks. Leftists lie about every single issue. Every issue. I'm speaking in absolutes. They lie about every single issue. Blatant lies. All for the sake of, oh, the children. The poor immigrants who are getting separated at the border from their children. Abused women. Baby seals. Sick puppies. No, I'm not saying that they're using sick puppies. They are sick puppies. These people are incorrigibles. Global climate change, fossil fuels, green energy, Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, Chinese Wuhan virus, infection rates, death rates. The economy is dying. All lies. And what you're going to find about most of them, they make them up. Somebody says, this is a way to get money. Tell people that education, it's the secret to success, blah, blah, blah. Then don't educate. Then take the statistics from not educating and tell people, if we only had more money, we would have a worse education system. We will even do worse than what we've done. Blatant lies.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly calling on the nation's governors to get tougher on the people that are looting and rioting across the country. President Trump also reportedly calling many of the governors weak. As cleanup continues across the country due to looting and rioting, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reminds everyone,
Yeah, this president has been very clear that we need law and order in this country. He's taken extraordinary action, talking about activating the National Guard, as we saw happen in Minnesota, criminalizing interstate travel that is geared towards inciting violence, making sure that those individuals are prosecuted, labeling Antifa as a domestic terrorist entity that will be prosecuted as such.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. It's only day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and Tropical Storm Cristobal is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News. University of Alabama professor Sarah Parcak is receiving backlash after on Twitter she launched a series of tweets instructing protesters on how to successfully pull down monuments as rioters torched the nation's capital over the weekend. The professor firing off more than a dozen tweets with instructions on how to topple things such as the Washington Monument. President Trump is delaying this year's G7 summit. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies an outdated model.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
George Floyd being killed is a tragedy. No question about it. I don't know this man. I don't know what he did. I don't know what his future was. I don't know if he's married, with children, gay, straight, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. I know he's dead, and I know that's a tragedy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. But what I'm talking about is the ruse behind the death of George Floyd. Far too many black people see themselves as potential martyrs for this. This cause, this lie, this ruse, this fabrication, prevarication, is that the right word? Anyway, it is a lie. Leftism is nothing but a lie. It is built on quicksand, a quicksand of lies, and it's meant to get swallowed up after the lie gets told. And it's always for somebody, right? Because when we settle this issue of police brutality against blacks, then all the world will be a better place and nothing else is going to happen. And it'll be kumbaya and we will walk arm in arm singing kumbaya and the Coke theme song, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Because that's the way it will be. If a police never attacked another black man, black people would live free and without fear in their own neighborhoods. Right, LeBron James? Lie to your face. It's always for somebody, right? It'll make the black race better. Soon as cops stop beating up black folks will be free to do whatever they want and to be whatever they want in this godforsaken country, this colonializing country built on the backs of slaves by white folks, right? It'll then be all better. You believe that lie? If you believe that lie, you are a country bumpkin that's never been around black folks. Black leftist, correction, black leftist. That's who you would be. Liars. They're going to help the children, right? You want to know who's running the largest pedophile rings in the country? Leftists. Elite leftists. They are the Bill Clintons that fly on Lolita Express with underage girls and go to Rape Island, owned by Jeffrey Epstein, and have orgies with underage girls. Don't think that's good. I mean, that is in their purview. Conservative people look at a conservative man, a grown man will look at an 18-year-old girl, and while he may appreciate her beauty, he'll say, first of all, I see the youth in that 18-year-old girl. I don't care how stacked she is. Number one. Number two, that could be my daughter or my granddaughter. That's somebody's daughter or granddaughter. That's how we think. I'm not telling you that we don't succumb to that type of thing, but if you were to put it on balance, I promise you, the left way outweigh us in pedophilia and all this other stuff. But they do it for the children, right? Everything they do is for the children. Make sure that they all get the right education. Yeah. Education or sexualization? Seeking Educational Excellence is a group that I'm the executive director for. And if I told you all the stories we have about educators and what they want to teach kids, it is nothing but a grooming ground for pedophiles, is what most of the education system is these days. They tell you they want to help the poor immigrants, right? Do you really think they care about the immigrants? Would any of them want them to come live with them? It is all about the vote and for power. They tell you they care about abused women. Do you want to know who abuses women? I can't even go into this. The black market is full of leftists, criminals. If you were a criminal, who would you vote for? Would you vote for the upstanding, Bible-thumping, gun-toting conservatives? Or would you vote for the anarchists, the people that will release you back into the general population, no matter what crime you commit? Who would you vote for if you were a criminal? If you were a rapist? If you were an abuser of women? Who would you vote for? Us? The ones who want to cut your pecker off? Or chemically remove it? Or the other guys who condone it? The Jeffrey Epsteins, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Bill Clintons, the Kevin Spaceys, and all these guys. They don't care, boy or girl. Bring me your child, and I will corrupt and defile them. That's what leftism is all about. Oh, and they're going to save everything else, right? They're going to save the planet. Global climate change. They don't have enough science to fill a thimble, and they want to give you, they want to take a 17-year, whatever the age of Greta Thunberg, a chick that looks like she's got autism, and she becomes the expert in it all. Colin Kaepernick is the expert in black relations because he's so close to it. After all, he's half black. And never experience any of the things that he talks about. All he does is comment anecdotally about what he sees. Oh my God, another black man has died. Race pimping, over here, girlfriend. So we get old Big Afro Che Guevara wearing shirt, Colin Kaepernick, cop hating Colin Kaepernick. And he's back on the stump. He had disappeared. The NFL disavowed themselves of him. He had disappeared. And you know what? Man, oh man, the dinner bell of racism rings and they come scurrying back. But here's the good news. You don't hear much about Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, D. Ray McKesson, Sean King, the new crop, even the new ones that want to, no justice, no peace. And they ride and stir up nonsense in their hometowns. There's one in every major city, at least one. At least. John Wiley Price in Dallas, Quanell X in Houston and others. You don't hear jack from them. You know why? Because you're getting smarter. You're understanding this. Yep. These people lie. They lie because they don't want the jig to be up. They don't want you to understand that there is a man in office who is exposing their lies and who is working his butt off to make sure that you get it. And I'm going to tell you, wait, it doesn't matter what was going on with this dude. The Democrats are hoping this thing get some legs, grow some legs, and keeps going. It won't go long enough, because let me tell you something, folks. The thunder is about to come. The thunder from down under is not Australians. It's John Durham. It's about to come. Anyway, black man killed by cops. Nobody's talking about social distancing or wearing masks anymore, right? Poof. In Minnesota, they got pictures of people out there rioting. I mean, no mask, walking around each other, you know, looting, no mask. All the things that you're supposed to be wearing masks for. Oh, by the way, the Minnesota, Minneapolis mayor was like, we really need to practice social distancing while you're looting and burning things down. I mean, that's how weak and feckless the so-called Democrat leadership is. I question, is Minnesota a lockdown state? Because it is funny how the wacky world of leftism works, how they completely forget themselves, and suddenly We don't care about social distancing and masks because a black man was killed by the police. That's what it took. I do know this in this Minnesota state, whether it's a lockdown state or not. I know that everybody in the food chain of the killing of that unarmed black man by the name of George Floyd points to Democrats, the party of lynching of Negroes. Nothing else is new. Whenever they bring up, whenever somebody says to you, cops are killing people, killing black folks, and you say, that's right, Democrats are still the party of lynching of Negroes. If you were to say that to every one of those clowns every time they said it, they wouldn't know how to act. I'm going to play a quick clip. This is a clip of an MSNBC reporter. I wish you could see this. You probably have. It's a short clip. While stuff is burning all around him and people are running around with looting and all this, this is what this man says about what's happening in Minnesota.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly, but fires have been started and there's a crowd that is...
Unruly, that was the word he used. You ever had an unruly child? Been around them? Well, I've been around unruly children, but they aren't burning stuff down. They might be throwing temper tantrums, but they are not burning things down. That is a lie. If you see the clip, it's obvious. It's not a protest. It's a riot. But he can't even call it that because Democrats have to lie. This is what goes on in a city run by Democrats. Can't even keep the peace. Can't keep people safe. Why? Because that's not what they want. They want chaos. They're a leadership within that community. While they hate to deal with it, they love it. They want disaster money. They want to form more bureaucracies. Oh, we need more citizen reviews, and we need to do this, and the police need to be in check. And this, that, and the other. And there are going to be all kinds of commissions formed in the city. And it's going to lead to absolutely nothing else. To nothing. It'll just be the next black dude. What did we learn from Ferguson? Let me put it that way. What did we learn? Anything
this
new?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's different about the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis versus all the others? Freddie Gray or Michael Brown or any of the other guys? Antonio, what's his face? What's different? All the stories are different. But what are the outcomes? The outcome is identical. There's no difference. Somebody decides, we're going to make an issue out of it. And it starts localized and then it spreads. And suddenly the entire country gets infected with this idea of the ruse behind the death of this black man, the tragic death. You want my take? My initial take is you got four cops standing around with a dude, knees, picture with him with his knee on his neck, guys asking him, please let me breathe or whatever. They don't do it. He dies. Somebody's got to pay for that. He could have been the baddest dude on the planet. Four people there. And look, I watched the cop deal where he gets away, a dude gets away from two cops and ends up killing them both. It's a tragedy. It's a terrible job to have to do. But four of you, and you've got him subdued, left the dude up. That's my take. Now, I've already told you, I don't go to jail. I don't die. I mean, I might go to jail, but I wouldn't die. Guarantee I don't die because I don't resist. Cop says, look, we got to do blankety blank. Kevin, you accused of whatever. Okay, no problem. Come hook me up. I will get it worked out with an attorney, or I can tell you where I've been. So it's mistaken identity or whatever if you're trying to get to me, but I'm not going to resist. Is it an inconvenience? Yeah. Is it a violation of my rights of sort? Yeah, to some degree. But you know what? I would rather be alive to talk about it. I had a warrant because some guy stole my identity and he was a murderer. And they let me drive my own car to the police station. I've told this story a couple of times. But the reason they did it is because I'm telling the guy, look, I want to get it resolved as bad as you do, as badly as you do. Let's go. I don't want my car impounded. I'm in a suit and tie because I got to go to work. After this fiasco is over, I'm going back to work. I'm not going to prison. So let's go. Let's go get this done. Dude looked at me like, dude, you know, you're pretty confident. Yeah, I didn't do anything. And even if I did, if I'd robbed the store, okay, you got me. Here you go. There's no reason to die over whatever it is. Anyway. A lot of stuff going on. The ruse of social media. You guys have heard about Twitter and what they've tried to do to the president and how he struck back. That's more stuff we need to talk about. Maybe we'll get to that too. But I want to talk about these riots that the MSNBC reporter called a protest. He says, not generally unruly. Oh, except for all these fires blazing behind me. It looked like a scene from Benghazi on 9/11. And what is this? How did this happen? Let me give you the rundown. Democrat leadership. They allowed it to get completely out of control. The minute that this happened and we started getting all this rumbling, you deploy the National Guard. The mayor should have come out and said, hey, look, I get this is a heated situation, blah, blah, blah. I understand the emotions run high, but that you burn something down and I'm going to be putting you in jail. Maybe you'll be the next victim. Do you feel safe with Democrats folks in control of your city if you're in a city where they run it? The people who release hardened criminals because of fake pandemics and condone rioting because of the sad and tragic death of a man? Do you feel safe? Rioters burned down the police station, and here's what the mayor of Minneapolis had to say about it.
The danger the danger became necessary, and I made the decision to evacuate the third precinct. The symbolism of a building cannot outweigh the importance of life, of our officers, or the public. We could not risk serious injury to anyone. And we will continue to patrol the third precinct entirely. We will continue to do our jobs in that area.
I guess they're going to let the cops police from home. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Wow. Really, Minneapolis? That's who you want as your mayor? That's who you want as your protector? Remember Ferguson? If you haven't seen my movie Bleeding Blue, the chief of police is a friend of mine, Tom Jackson. And he says, we were not going to let them take the police station. Now, this is a guy who gets it. He says, we were not going to let them take it. And that's where he stood. And he says, it was riddled with bullet holes. It was like one of these, you know, you know, westerns, spaghetti westerns, where these people were trying to get in, and they, you know, you got a handful of, it was like the Alamo. That was what I'm thinking about. It was like the Alamo. And Chief Jackson goes, nope, we were not going to let them take that place. It stood for too much. Here's a guy going, yeah, you know, the symbolism of the building doesn't outweigh life. What about the symbolism of law enforcement? The symbolism of the rule of law? Does that matter? Not according to him. But we will continue to patrol the third precinct from home. Yeah, policing in the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Can you? I mean, I love it. No centralized command center. Oh, well, we might all, you know, get hurt. Where all the equipment? Do you understand what goes into a police center where the 911 calls come in? It got burned down in one of the worst areas of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this clown says, we're going to continue to police there. What are you going to do? You're going to route all your calls over to some white suburban area? Let them handle it? Police are, you know, have a beat. Are they going to be there? They usually come back into the command center to get their cars looked at and refurbished and, you know, report ammo and change their gear and do the whole deal. Where's all that going to occur now that they've burned down your police station? And just for the record, what do you think citizens are going to feel when you rebuild the new one? Do you think that they're going to have any respect for it? You think that you set the dynamic that they should respect law and order and police, even in a time when tensions run high, when emotions run high? Yeah. Like I said, folks, wrongly killed man. Likely resisted arrest is what I mean. And he ended up face down, somebody's knee on his neck. And the criminals who killed him need to be punished. The police that had his knee on that guy's neck needs to be punished. The ones that didn't stand up for him and say, hey, look, he's a criminal, but we can't be putting our knee on his neck when he's begging for air. We can't do it. But then again, there's a slippery slope here. I've seen actual footage of police having shot a guy, and they handcuff him, put him on his, you know, he's on his belly, they put hands behind his back, dude shot, and he's dying. And the police are like, ain't my problem. If the guy shot at me, I'm not worrying about his life. I'm making sure everybody around us is okay. I'm making sure citizens are okay. You fall way down on the totem pole. I'm not saying that needs to apply here. Just giving you food for thought. But these race pimps come out, folks. And they let no crisis go to waste. And I've asked this question. I said, I bet you 99.99999% of this population in America cannot name a single incident where the police behaved badly, wrongly, in killing a non-black person. They can't name the person. They can't name the city. They can't, anecdotally, they're, well, I thought about, I remember this one story about this Asian guy that got killed. There was a story about an Asian guy. I'm helping you here. Couldn't name his name. I bet you couldn't name the city. White dude shot wrongly, reaching for his wallet or told to do whatever, you know, didn't comply, got killed, resisted. However it occurred, happens all the time. You don't hear a single word about it. And the people that are out there crying about no justice, no peace. How long has it been since we've had one of these incidents that, according to LeBron James, has black men being hunted as they leave their homes? How long has it been? Because it's a long in-between hunting season. I guess it takes a while to put that kind of a hunt together. But how long has it been? Years. Yet they still bring out the race pimps.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.